All right, today's movie review is the made-for-television BET original, Karen. It's kind of ironic that that was made by BET, because there's just so much divisiveness in our country already. It seems like, I guess they're targeting this to black families and so on. And we all know that there's just been so much going on in the media and everything related to these types of Karens, and the whole term Karen seems like it just was born somewhere near when this pandemic started. I'm not exactly sure what year it started, but it seems to be perpetuated during that time period. And then you have the male equivalent, or Chads, I guess is what I learned. Anyway, this was a film, of course, about a generic Karen, essentially a white female woman who lives in a HOA in a suburban neighborhood, who is in charge is the president of their HOA, and a black couple happens to move in right next door to her. And so right from the beginning, what does she do? She starts freaking out, installs a million cameras, makes sure to point them at the house, and she just starts all kinds of trouble that you would expect the types of things that a quote-unquote Karen would do. And right now, I'm just going to kind of go over the movie, the plot, and how it escalates and everything. The part of Karen is played by Taryn Manning, who we know from Orange is the New Black, really good actress. And her brother, a white brother, is played by Roger Dorman, who I've seen in a bunch of different programs. The family that moves in, or the couple that moves in next door, Malik and Imani, is played by Corey Hardrick and Jasmine Burke. After they move in, she immediately starts harassing them in various ways, including like watching everything they're doing, going outside when the husband was out in his car smoking marijuana. She made sure she found out that he was doing that, and he was keeping it secret from his wife, so she had a little secret on, a little bit of blackmail material on him. And it just goes on and on. And pretty soon they're talking to each other, the black couple, saying, man, this woman is racist as hell. You know, we need to get out of here. We need to move. And they're like, no, if we move, then she wins. We got to do something, but it ain't that. And basically the film escalates and escalates until the Karen gets her brother involved and has some, I can't remember if it was the their kid or something, got some neighborhood kids got arrested for doing nothing other than just walking down the street and say, hey, I live right there, you know, and why are you calling the police? She's like, because you're sizing me up. We're not sizing you up. Stuff like that, just really perpetuating racist stereotypes. Don't get me wrong, I realize these things do happen, but at any rate, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And the brother of hers is the one who's making these arrests, and he's of course just as racist as she is, and he has the brotherhood protecting him, the brotherhood of the police union backing him. And anyway, the brother's partner, who's also on the police force, is black, and he wasn't just going to go along with all this. The film culminates into the climax when Karen breaks into the neighbor's house, and she has a gun, and someone was going to get shot. That's what I knew, is someone was going to get shot. And this is kind of like a huge spoiler, so you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Yeah, the black female that lived in the house, she got shot, but like in the shoulder. And the Karen, she ended up shooting the Karen in the head and killing her. If I remember correctly, I think the brother also died in that exchange. And there was the black officer left there to mop up the mess. So it's one of those types of films, if you have someone that's that racist that's going to break into your house with a gun, there's going to be blood drawn. So it kind of went to its logical conclusion. And then after that, the woman that was shot, that was the neighbor, she became the president of the HOA. And then life went on. It was kind of like, it was a short film, about an hour and a half. I was interested to see how it covered the topic. It was entertaining. I don't think anyone that I know would want to watch it. I couldn't get anyone I knew to watch it, so... Anyway, I give it 3 stars. I thought it was entertaining. And I don't know, I'd like to have a little discussion about the racial overtones and the stereotypes that it might perpetuate. If anything, is it perpetuating? Is it making it worse? Is the question. Is some white suburban mother out there going to go, hey, that's how you're supposed to act, and then all of a sudden they're going to be racist as H and go out and do that sort of thing? I don't think so. I think it's more on the other side. It's more making people aware of their actions and their behaviors and say, hey, maybe I'm acting a little that way, and perhaps maybe it'll even fight those types of stereotypes and racisms, just to make people check themselves, you know, like, come on. Even having the thought like that is something you need to, like, hey, wait a minute, that's not right, you know? So anyway, that's my review, and I hope you'd enjoyed it.